USA Radio News.
Today in Detroit, Michigan, a funeral caps off 4 days of celebrating the life of Aretha Franklin, whose career spanned six-plus decades. Former President Bill Clinton remembers Aretha Franklin.
She cared about broken people. She cared about people who were disappointed. She cared about people who didn't quite succeed as much as she did. She wrote about them all in her book.
On Friday, the late Senator John McCain was honored at a ceremony at the U.S. Capitol, where top congressional leaders as well as Vice President Mike Pence spoke. Former Education Secretary Bill Bennett remembers McCain.
And a great sense of humor. You know, only John McCain could tell a joke that talked about his Vietnam years with that memory and that humor.
A service will be held at the National Cathedral for McCain tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
On Friday, the Trump administration said it would sign a free trade agreement with Mexico and could also possibly sign a separate deal if an agreement is reached with Canada in time. That deal did not happen today, though. Canada Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland spoke about what a deal needs to look like for the Canadians.
As we've said from the outset, our objective in these talks is to update and modernize NAFTA in a way that is good for Canadians, good for Americans, and good for Mexicans.
At least 7 people were killed and more than 40 were injured after a semi-truck and Greyhound bus collided on a busy New Mexico highway yesterday. 49 people were on board the bus, and this Good Samaritan says he did what he could when he arrived on the scene.
Got out of my truck, grabbed some gloves, and started getting out there and started helping people. Seeing that many people, it was very chaotic.
This New Mexico patrolman also talks about the first officers on scene.
The officer did a great job of sifting through the wreckage and the rubble to, you know, to pull the people that were survivors out of the bus. They did a really great job.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, the late Senator John McCain Lyons stayed at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. A ceremony was held today, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell remembered his friend.
I will miss a dear friend whose smile reminded us that service is a privilege, and whose scars reminded us of the great cost that brave souls pay for our freedom. On behalf of the Senate and the entire nation, thank you. Thank you for lending him to us longer than we had a right. Half a world away, wearing our nation's uniform, John McCain stood up for every value that this Capitol building represents. Then he brought that same patriotism inside its walls to advocate for our service members, our veterans, and our moral leadership in the world. So it is only right that today, near the end of his long journey, John lies here, in this great hall, under this mighty dome, like other American heroes before him. Here, as a restless wave approaches the shores of eternity, we thank God for giving this country John McCain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.